Welcome to my podcast, The PJ Wellness Show. Here, I use my professional judgment, hence The PJ Wellness Show, to talk about lifestyle, exercise, and nutrition science, what's most important for our health, and everything else that goes beyond your scale so you can live a healthier and happier life. My name is Patrick Schoenneborn. I'm a certified personal trainer and nutritional health coach. The rapidly growing broadcast of health news, both scientific and popular, increasingly leads to a situation of information overload affecting all walks of life. As your life success coach, I am very concerned that exercise and nutritional science, as well as scientific evidence about lifestyle decisions and habits, are understandable for everyone, so you can make even smarter decisions when it comes to healthy living. In this podcast, I will follow up on my blogs with healthy living facts, diet and exercise tips, and more tools for lifestyle success. Sometimes I will invite experts to speak on the most important questions about exercise, nutrition, health, and other lifestyle decisions. Enjoy. Welcome back to my podcast, New Year's Goals, How to Get Started and Stick with It. I hope you all had a great, healthful, and productive week. As always, you can check out my Living Well community page on Facebook to look for ideas and tips on how to live a healthy, rewarding, and above all, happy life. If you're a new listener, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you'll be notified about my upcoming episodes. You can also join my blog that precedes each podcast by clicking on the link in my show notes. Also, I will take a break for the holiday and New Year's, so this will be my last podcast for 2022. In total, including this one, you enjoyed at least, I hope so, 36 podcasts this year, and I promise to keep up with the good work starting back the second week of January. I can't wait to see you what next year brings and tell you enough how excited I am. I'm currently working on my podcast schedule for 2022, and I can promise you it'll even be better with so much more to come. Anyway, today's podcast follows up on my blog, 2021 in Review, why you should reflect on the past year. As I wrote in my blog, you might want to simply move on and try to forget the past 12 months ever happened. But that would be a big mistake. Whether your past year has been strained by stress and uncertainty or full of success in the face of adversity, it's worth it to take the time to do a personal annual review. This review is an opportunity to step back and take stock of your positive hits, misses, and learnings from the past 12 months. It allows you to highlight the happy moments and your achievements, but also help you uncover insights and set better goals for the next year. Thanks to a psychological principle called the peak end rule, which can even change your perspective entirely. The peak end rule states that our memory of an experience, even an entire year, is largely based on how we feel at its peak and end. This means that reflecting on your accomplishments and learnings can potentially rewrite your memory of 2021 as a more positive experience. With the right approach, you can turn even the worst year into a powerful learning experience, which helps you start the new year with a positive and optimistic outlook. Your next step is now to set your goals for the new year and make them stick. By the way, self-reflection doesn't have to be limited to just the end of the year. To harness the power of regular reviews, I will guide you how to do these in my future blogs and podcasts. But before I get started, here's today's Google Buster question. Every year we try to do it, but most often end up failing. Why is goal setting so hard? As always, I will give you the answer at the end of this podcast, and you can find it on my Facebook page, The PJ Wellness Show. The Christmas tree traditionally survives the New Year's resolution. We throw our good intentions overboard faster than your Douglas fir loses its needles. everything is easy at first. In the post-intoxicated state of after the New Year's Eve party, people never want to drink alcohol again, quit smoking, and stop eating. Which brings the goal of spending the summer at least 3 dress sizes smaller within reach. Even the resolution not to waste your life with meaningless reality shows seems doable on the first of the year. Not that you are no longer happy when you see people on TV who are even more embarrassing than you are. Thanks to the lack of sleep, you just fall asleep before the show starts. The plan to read books in the original version from now on has to be postponed for the time being, just like the fitness program, which thankfully is cancelled anyway because the fitness center does not open until January 2nd and is then overrun with like-minded people until mid-January. Then the first actually not-so-athletes rush to cancel before the end of the trial month. Those who have already signed up an annual contract quietly switch to the supporting member group. Even before President's Day, mid-February, normalcy comes back into life. You sit on the couch with your inner weaker self and a pack of chips. You're happy that there is unfortunately no more space on your smartphone for the new app for learning foreign languages in 7 days. Plan failed, no problem. Now, I did some research on that. Those who don't implement their New Year plans are in good company. Leonardo da Vinci failed with most of his plans. Charles Darwin's life was once considered a major failure by even his own father. In fact, it was due to his interest in nature that Darwin ended up neglecting his medical studies at the University of Edinburgh and in 1827 dropped out and quit school. Darwin then enrolled in Christ's College at the University of Cambridge when he realized that wasn't for him either. Once again, he quit, dropped out of college for the second time. Of course, things didn't remain that way for Darwin. Today, he is considered as one of the most influential scientific minds of our time. So failed plans and projects are not a crisis. The Swiss playwright Max Frisch once said, "A crisis is a productive state. You just have to take out the aftertaste of disaster." So here's the question. New Year's resolutions, yes or no? Every year you can listen to the resolutions of those around you that will long be forgotten in a few weeks. Such New Year's resolutions are often associated with force or constraint and are therefore so easily doomed for failure. But if you want to finally implement changes, then listen to this podcast, how you can effectively and correctly set goals and really achieve what you want to achieve this year. Losing weight, exercising more, eating healthy, spending more time with family and friends, getting ahead at work. These are probably the most typical New Year's resolutions people have on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. The reason why these resolutions usually do not work is that very few set concrete goals. Successful people have rarely just been lucky, but have always worked towards their goals. However, if you don't have a real goal, then you don't know how to get there. If you don't know how to achieve your goal, there's a high probability that you will never get there. Why having goals is so important? When you have a goal in mind, you know what you want to achieve. You're motivated, have the drive, and are more satisfied. Today, we live in a world with increasing pressure to perform, high expectations of ourselves, so that we tend to want to do everything but simply overwhelm ourselves. That usually ends in enormous stress for us, not to mention failure. But since we usually don't set a specific but only general goals, there are too many ways to get there. If you constantly have to make new decisions, constantly postpone your goals, and thereby tend to constantly stray from your haphazard path, you will probably go around in circles. Basically, you don't need a new year, a new month, or the beginning of a week to set goals and change something. But for many of us, choosing, for example, the start of the week, the turn of the year, or the new month is preferable because it allows us to better adapt our minds towards it. Above all, one advantage that the turn of the year brings with it is the euphoria and motivation that comes with the new year to tackle new goals. Therefore, it is good to use this momentum and the positive feeling to propel yourself. In order for you to be successful and achieve your goals, it's simply important to set the goals correctly. How do you set goals? If you don't know how to start, the first thing you can do is to divide your personal goals into categories. In this week's blog, I already dealt with the review of this year, which is now the fundamental starting point for you and makes it easier for you to set goals. If you haven't already done so, just take another look at the blog post and do it again. I'll post a link in the show notes. Now take a look at your important areas of life. For example, personal growth and development, health and body, social contacts, job and finances, hobbies, and free time. Now at first, think roughly about your general goals for these areas. You can ask yourself the following questions. What do I really want? What is important to me? What am I dissatisfied with? What am I ready to change? When it comes to your goals, first think long-term, which means what you really want to plan for this year. Later, you can then subdivide your goals into small and, above all, realistic intermediate goals, also known as milestones. By successfully achieving small goals, you get the incentive to stick with it and keep your motivation. After all, big goals in particular are not achieved overnight, and if they are, you have to think bigger. Goals that you can set for yourself. Which goals you set for yourself and what you want to achieve are, of course, very individual. But to give you a clue in some direction, in case you can't think of it, I'll give you a few examples. Personal growth and development. Are you often late for appointments or under time pressure in the morning before you start the day because you sleep poorly and then get up too late? Prefer to skip breakfast and then starve until noon? Then you can, for example, set the general goal of working on your time management and developing suitable routines for you. By the way, I am working on a quick course how to rock your mornings to success. This course for setting up morning routines will be available by the new year, and I will post it on my website, beyondyourscale.com, and all social media channels. Look out for it. You're going to love it. Health and body. A classic wish is to exercise more or at all, to eat healthier, or to eat less sugar and sweets. But this goal always comes with some sort of coercion and duress. The best way is at first to already consider the steps to take, like which type of exercise you would like to do or which foods you would like more or less to include in your diet. If you've been a candy junkie before, you can limit your sweets or consider a replacement that will satisfy you as well. Social contacts. You surely know the feeling when you meet old friends and you finally want to see each other again to meet up and chat and revive your friendship. Or your parents complain that you work too much and don't visit them enough. Here too, time management is the key word to keep appointments or evenings free and to block them in order to have a good time with your loved ones, friends, and new acquaintances. Especially in times of text messages, many people tend to cancel appointments at short notice if they don't feel like it or if they have something better in mind, which can destroy relationships with others if this happens too often. Job and finances. Are you interested in a career change or do you want to improve yourself to become even better in your area of work? Then, at first, you could consider what opportunities you have within your company or look for external training opportunities and see in which direction you want to expand. Perhaps you have long wanted to realize a certain idea or get involved in other ways. Think about where you are currently and where you have and can create opportunities. Saving money and spending less on clothes are also popular New Year's resolutions. To do this, you should think about what unnecessary things you are buying and whether you really have to go out to eat several times a week. To do this, clean out your closet and see what you are really still wearing and what has been hanging in the closet for years. Then you can plan, for example, to sell these things online or at a garage sale, or you can donate them to a good cause. Hobbies and free time. Is there a hobby that you've always wanted to start, such as playing the piano or taking a dance class? Have you been planning to practice or learn a foreign language for a long time? There are so many things and desires that you wanted to accomplish. Choose your favorite one and set it as a fixed goal. Of course, you don't have to learn something completely new if you're not interested in it. Maybe you just want to take more time for yourself and read a few of the books that are already waiting on your desk. How should goals be formulated? By now, you should have a basic idea how to do it and some inspiration in which direction your goals could go. Next, you should formulate your goals very specifically. The SMART method, which you may be familiar with from project management, is particularly suitable for this. You can find plenty of graphics on the internet describing the 5 steps. As illustrated in these graphics, it is important that your goals are precise, realistic, and formulated in an attractive way for you so you can measure them and plan dates for your goals in order to remain disciplined and guide yourself according to the plan. Let's go through this with a good example. For the category Hobbies and Free Time, you have firmly decided to improve your French. You took it at school, but unfortunately you never really took the time to get better at it and always postponed it until later. Because it may also be more and more important for your profession and you also want to improve yourself personally, you now decided that you want to finally tackle this goal in the new year. It could look like this. My goal is to improve my French from limited working proficiency to a professional working proficiency level. For this, I want to practice with an online course twice a week for 90 minutes. I want to reach a professional working proficiency level in the first half of the year. You now have a goal that is specific, measurable, attractive, realistic, and time-bound. In short, SMART. Set goals correctly. How do I meet my goals? So that you can maintain your goals and keep them in mind, you should definitely write down your goals. This also helps to overcome listlessness. When you know where you are headed, it is easier to carry out your plans. One study confirmed that putting them down on paper makes it 40% more likely to achieve your goals. So that you stay disciplined and motivated, imagine how it will feel when you have reached your goal. It's called future pacing. Picture yourself where you will be 6 months from now. Positive pictures make you feel good and helps you stay focused. If you do something that leads to your goal in a given day, take 3 to 5 minutes beforehand and think clearly about the details. If you want to lose weight or build muscle, you can imagine how the world around you will react to your weight loss or your toned body. Think of the smile on your face when you look in the mirror and finally wear your favorite jeans again, which now fits perfectly. Set yourself small, intermediate goals. So that you can achieve your goals and work on them all year round, you should break your goals into smaller, tangible, intermediate goals that are easier to achieve than the big goal as a whole. Take Sunday afternoons or any other time that fits your schedule and prepare your to-dos for the week and plan your next steps. Week after week, ask yourself what will bring you closer to your goal. This not only gives you an overview, but also allows you to increase your productivity. Look at your tasks and which one will move the needle. What will change as a result of your actions? If we apply this to our example that you want to improve your French, you can, for example, plan on Sunday that in the coming week you want to complete 4 lessons in your online course. You may go on to think about what more you can do to get closer to that goal. For example, when watching a French film or series, you can set the original French sound with subtitles to practice, or when you meet a friend or colleague who speaks the language, ask them that you talk in French for 30 minutes. Practice is very important, especially when it comes to languages. If you stick to your weekly goals and achieve them, you will gradually reach your objective. In my upcoming course, 28 Days to a Healthier You, you will find out how you can best plan and define your goals so that you actually implement them. Now it's up to you. In order to actually achieve your New Year's resolutions, you have to set the right goals. To do this, you first have to deal with what you really want to change or where you want to go. In order for you to stay tuned, your goals need a concrete and measurable formula that sounds attractive to you. Trigger your brain by visualizing the exact situation when you reach your goal. Remember, it's called future pacing. If you don't reach for the stars, don't do too much at once, and break your goals down into smaller intermediate goals, you will stay motivated and achieve success. For now, I already wish you a happy holiday season with lots of presents and good food. I also want to wish you a happy and most of all healthy and successful 2022. I hope I can be part of your journey and help succeed in all areas of life. And here's today's answer to my Google Buster question. Every year we try to do it, but most often end up failing. Why is goal setting so hard? According to Habitify Me, an online personal development website, goal setting is hard because we have vague, small, and irrelevant goals, an underdeveloped action plan, and an unclear routine to keep us accountable. Realizing how these traps are getting in the way of achieving your goals can save you months and years of fruitless and frustrating actions. So here you have it. Re-listen to this podcast if you have to, and start your new year on the right foot by setting real goals and stick to it. Picture yourself a year from now. You won't regret it. I also want to remind you, for more detailed information about intermittent fasting for the holidays, some of the subjects in my previous podcast, go to my website quickfastdiet.com or Google intermittent fasting. You will find a ton of information. But as always, what you find might be a bit overwhelming, so I want to remind everybody that I'd love to Skype or Zoom with you for more ideas of how I can help you start intermittent fasting or other ideas in life and create a living, well, healthy, and happy lifestyle. Check out my great packages, and as always, our first get-together is free. You can find the link to all my personalized coaching services in the show notes. Take a look, let me know how I can help. And of course, I'm continuing to work hard so you can join me for my upcoming digital course, 28 Days to a Healthier You. It's the perfect way to enjoy the journey, how to live a better, healthier, and happier life. Don't forget to check out my show notes and my website beyondyourscale.com for tips, recipes, and so much more information. Take care for now, and thank you so much for staying tuned. I love having you and look forward to getting to know you better soon. Have a safe and happy rest of the week, and I will be back the second week of January with my first podcast for the new year. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. I hope you're feeling excited and full of new ideas what your life could look like with just a few small changes. Your next step is to start making these changes. If you need a little step-by-step guidance how to get started, you can find more information on our website, beyondyourscale.com. And as always, for the answer to the Google Buster question, check out my Facebook page, The PJ Wellness Show. Get in touch today if you'd like more help. Send me your email to stay in touch and keep joining me every week here so you can start creating the life that you genuinely desire. Have a safe and healthy week and join me for next week's podcast.